Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
A farm is a great place to grow up, but it's not always a safe place to grow up. That's why ADM is partnering with Farm Safety for Just Kids to increase awareness of hazards on the farm. Remember, farm chemicals should be locked up. Moving machinery parts should be shielded. Children should be supervised when working with livestock, and they should never play around grain piles, bins, or trucks. Join ADM and Farm Safety for Just Kids in making your farm a healthy, happy, and safe place for kids.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. I didn't plan it this way. My priority would have been to be on the farm harvesting corn, but no, I was invited to speak at a development conference in Cameroon, West Africa, the chance to see firsthand a part of the world that isn't in the news every night and interact with their people. Well, of course I went. Here's my report. Cameroon has a population of 16 million people, more or less. The country is tropical. 70% of Africans depend upon agriculture. Small farmers, and I mean really small. Most are just subsistence farmers producing little more than enough to feed their family. Half of the African population consists on less than $1 per day. The business and government officials that we talk to are eager to learn and want to prosper, but the challenges are great. I rode by car from Yaoundé, the capital, to Douala, a three-hour drive in that distance of about 200 miles. I did not see one tractor. The farm work consisted of little more than oversized garden plots tended entirely by hand. Along the road, men were digging by hand a long ditch next to the road, stretching for miles. In the two cities I mentioned, population about 1 million each, street vendors fill the streets and sidewalks. Everything is for sale, from pineapple to fish to furniture to peanuts to shoes and live chickens. The cities are teeming with people, selling, selling, selling. And you contrast that with the hotel I stayed in, a very modern Hilton, equal to anything in Chicago, cost about as much. I talked with the U.S. Embassy officials, and they said the country is making progress, but is still held back by corruption, government red tape, and inadequate property rights. See, the farmers don't have title to their land. Of course, the developed countries of the world could help, but the African countries just must try to help themselves, too. Such poverty is hard to visualize until you look it in the eye. Sure is good to be back home. Till next week, I am John Block from Washington.